I find it very interesting that we have materials like copper and silver that have been used since ancient times and maybe kind of shelved in terms of applications. We see similar things going on with UV light now. There was a Nobel Prize awarded for UV light reducing pathogens in a healthcare setting over 100 years ago. And then it kind of fell off the radar because for all these solutions, there's been a cheaper alternative, and that's antibiotics. And now we're having the ramifications of the abuse of antibiotics. I find it interesting that we're finding some of these, in some cases, ancient solutions being rehashed and reapplied into a clinical setting. And I think that that's great that we're rediscovering some of these technologies and the benefits that they can provide. Now, we've talked a lot about copper and the Copper Clean product. And I know you have a couple other products that I find very interesting, Paint Guard and Grout Guard. Now, is this a copper-based product? And can you tell us a little bit about those solutions?
Yeah, so Paint Guard and Grout Guard are two other solutions that we have that really are applicable to the healthcare industry as well. Both of these are not copper-based. We actually use a different fundamental ingredient. We're using primarily a zinc oxide formulation there. And we also use some essential oils and some things that are all classified under the minimum risk pesticide list. So the EPA said these are effective antimicrobials, but they are also classified as minimum risk. And so both of those products fall into that category. And they're real simple products. Paint Guard is a bottle that you shake up, pour into your gallon of paint and paint it on your walls. And it reduces the mold and mildew and some types of bacteria as well from growing on a painted surface. Grout Guard, same concept, but with grouts. And so they're really easy applications. We sell those. We've been selling them primarily into the consumer space, you know, into DIYers that are doing this, commercial contract painters. And so we kind of just started pushing those into the healthcare environments. And yeah, we're excited to see where that takes off.
Well, we talked a little bit about the development of the copper alloys and how they're being deployed in healthcare systems. Do you have any insight into future trends around these products and this type of technology? What do you see for the future?
Yeah, I'm not going to claim to be an expert here. We're newer to the healthcare environment, so I would not claim over probably most of your listeners to know more than they do. My observation is people are looking for passive solutions. I think you've recognized this, Brad, with some of the stuff you've worked with, that, you know, there's active ways to keep things clean. And then there are other ways that we can do that more simply, where there are fewer wipe downs, fewer procedures. We're not going to eliminate those altogether, nor do I think we should. But I think that there are some situations where, especially in places where, you know, you're getting neglect in your cleaning standards because of, you know, just funding or, you know, the use of personnel, the amount of time in a day. You know, back in when COVID was really high, some facilities were cleaning their handles, you know, 8, 10, up to 20 times a day with some of the facilities we were talking to. And that's expensive. It's hard to do. It's hard to keep up with. And yeah, it's an effective way to reduce pathogens, but it's not always actually going to work for you. And so, you know, I think that we're going to see more passive solutions, something like Copper Clean come onto the market, something like the UV lights that we saw a lot of at APIC this year, where people are looking for something to supplement their active procedures that they're already doing. And so, you know, we think we fit right well into that category there of a passive solution that is, we call it self-sanitizing. So that idea that it is sanitizing itself without you having to put in extra work towards it.
But one piece of the puzzle, right? So it's not a replacement for active disinfection, but can be helpful between cleanings, right?
That's exactly right.
The bioburden. Yeah, I think that's fantastic. I find it interesting. You guys are a newer company, as you mentioned, founded in 2017. Trent, so you have an interesting perspective in that you started an antimicrobial company just prior to a global pandemic. You've been through the pandemic. You've come out the other side. I'm sure our viewers would be curious to know your insights and kind of your perspective in that window of you know, starting the company, going through a pandemic and coming out the other side. What kind of changes have you seen as a result of COVID in your business, and how does that affect what you see as the future?
Yeah. I'll speak from my limited perspective on this. But, you know, we actually came in doing some work in oil and gas and other industries coming into COVID and had not focused on this copper clean product. We had already developed it, but had kind of shelved it at the time being for, you know, just time management where we were working on other projects. The pandemic hit and we said, well, here we are, an antimicrobial product development company in the middle of a pandemic. Like, this is where we should shine. So this is where we released that. You know, from my insight, I think it's interesting the way that people have just changed their views on what clean means to them. I mean, for the infection preventionists, we understand that. You guys have been around that for a long time. But for the average everyday citizen, you know, early on in the pandemic, it was highly thought that the virus spread through touch points. And so people were very careful in what they were and weren't touching. And, you know, we realized there was more of an airborne virus, but that didn't change the perception in people's minds then of, well, now I care about what's clean, what I'm touching. I think you can still observe this. If you go to any coffee shop and stand outside the door long enough, you're going to see a dozen different ways that people are going to open that door, from, you know, the karate kick onto it to using the elbow to pulling their sleeve down to open the door. People are very conscious now of the way that pathogens spread, and are at least more conscious of that. And so I think that hopefully that's an ally for us as we move forward, that people can be conscious of these things, that products are made that ease people's comfortability, that, you know, allow them to be more comfortable walking into a healthcare situation where they know, oh yeah, these are clean surfaces because I know the procedures that they're taking to keep them clean.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I get a little frustrated by the COVID perception that it was just airborne. Sure. And I feel that, you know, because it was an airborne transmitted virus. However, they did show that you could transmit it via surface contamination. And yeah. I felt like this was really downplayed because of a lack of a solution, right? You can say, okay, you know, we have air filtration systems, we have air cleansing systems, we can wear masks, but we don't really have a good solution for hard surfaces. And that's why I think we need more of these passive solutions being integrated into our regular society so that we can have some confidence. I really felt like we downplayed the significance of the hard surface contamination on COVID and what I call the inevitable future pandemic, and maybe an even bigger issue. So I applaud you for the work you're doing on hard surface decontamination and passive protection of those surfaces. And I, for one, think that it'll be an increasingly important factor as our knowledge of the transmission of these pathogens continues to grow. Trent, one more question for you. You've had some experience now in the healthcare space. I'm wondering, based on what you've witnessed since you've founded the company, you know, if you had a magic wand, what would be one thing that you would change in healthcare?
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to go back to, you know, what we were just talking about that hard surface self-sanitizing situation there. I think that infection preventionists, I think that there's some things that they have learned throughout the time in of the pandemic. I think hopefully more than anything, they've learned just how important their job is, how important what they do is to our healthcare environments. And so, yeah, their time has become really invaluable in how they use their funds, how they use their energy to keep their facilities clean. And so I think, you know, from my perspective, if we could go back, we would have more surfaces that are antimicrobial. We would have been doing some of these procedures a little earlier to go into this, you know, hindsight's 2020. But I do think that active solutions or passive solutions that are doing the active work for you are invaluable. And I think, like you said, future pandemics, that's going to be really invaluable if we go ahead and prepare now. It's going to be too late if you wait until it's already happened.
And I know many of our infection preventionist audience members would agree. I know they're anxious for epidemiology to get boring again. But until then, we applaud you for the solutions that you're creating over there at BTG. We wish you the best of luck. You've been watching Clean Talk. I'm your host, Brad Whitchurch, for my guest, Trent Kelly of BTG Products, reminding you to keep it clean.